The long-awaited murder and manslaughter trial of a former Minneapolis police officer who shot an unarmed Sydney woman began today. Justine Damon Ruzcek was shot while in her pyjamas trying to call police for help. Her death triggered international protests. 18 months on, her killer is before a Minneapolis court, and our North America correspondent Connor Duffy was there.
Well, Sabra, Mohamed Noor seems to have an allergy to providing any explanation at all on why he shot Justine Damon Ruzcek outside her home, and that continued today. I asked him if he intended to testify at his trial and was met with stony silence. Inside court, Judge Catherine Quaintance read out the charges against him. He's pleaded not guilty to two charges of murder, one which involves a level of intent, and also not guilty to a manslaughter charge. Now, it's been more than 18 months since Justine Damon Ruzcek was killed, and a number of her supporters and friends were outside court. Here's what one of them, Catherine Hamburg, had to say.
Former police officer Mohamed Noor shot and killed our neighbor Justine, July 15, 2017. He was responding to the 911 call that she had placed to report a possible sexual assault in the alley behind her home. As his trial begins today, we are glad that Officer Noor is being prosecuted and hope that he is held accountable for his crimes.
Connor, what actually happened in court today?
Well, Sabra, about 75 potential jurors were shown into the court, and Judge Catherine Quaintance reminded them of their responsibilities. She told them to stay away from the media reports and told them that this is a huge international case that's being watched right across the US as well as overseas. Now, those 75 jurors will be whittled down to about 12, as well as another four who'll sit in reserve. Race will be a factor in jury selection. Some of Mohamed Noor's supporters have said that he is only being prosecuted because he's a Somali American.
How long before the jury is actually impaneled? And more importantly, is there a, it's hard to tell when there'll be a verdict, but any, will it take weeks or days?
Yes, I think we're looking perhaps at weeks, probably the end of the month, Sabra. Judge Catherine Quaintance today told the jury that they should be prepared for a 3 to 4 week trial, plus however long it takes them to deliberate. So we think the jury selection is going to take up much of this week. And then we get into a very, very extensive list of witnesses as both sides try to make their case.
That's our North America correspondent, Connor Duffy.